Inflation isn't just an issue here. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That's what members of the Biden administration are saying, along with this.
We have a stronger and better position to tackle inflation than almost any other country around the world. But that's what we need to do now. And the president has made very clear that fighting inflation, bringing down prices, is his top economic priority.
National Economic Council Director Brian Deese told Fox News Sunday a recession isn't inevitable. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is using the same language.
I expect the economy to slow. It's been growing at a very rapid rate as the labor market has recovered and we have reached full employment.
The secretary on ABC is this week. Inflation is taking a toll on many of the projects approved under the bipartisan infrastructure bill. Skyrocketing costs are postponing plans. Others are being scaled back. One industry expert tells the Associated Press the $1 trillion in infrastructure money signed into law just 7 months ago is essentially evaporating. The random violence plaguing America's cities has hit home for the mayor of Louisville. Greg Fisher was punched yesterday at a store. His attacker hasn't been found, but photos of the man have been released. Mayor Fisher was not hurt, according to police. It's been nearly 4 months since Russia invaded Ukraine, and the head of NATO is warning the bloody conflict could drag on for years. As the West supplies weapons to Ukraine, there had been fears Russia could use nuclear weapons.
Putin knows not to attack the United States and NATO. He knows that our nuclear weapons, UK, France, with a NATO prepositioned weapon, certainly would be devastating to his nation.
House Republican Mike Turner, America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden is apparently no worse for wear after taking a tumble yesterday while getting off a bicycle.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work.
I keep wanting to take these things off. I got my foot caught.
After the fall near his beach home in Delaware, the president got right back up and said, "I'm good." He then posed for pictures with onlookers. He may be the transportation secretary, but he's not immune to travel delays. Pete Buttigieg wound up driving from Washington to New York on Friday after his flight got canceled. Weather was a big factor this past week when delays and cancellations were widespread. As the July 4th weekend approaches, the industry is hoping to avoid a repeat of the Memorial Day weekend when more than 2,800 flights were canceled. Month after month, illegal crossings at our southern border keep rising.
Former ICE Director Tom Homan says bad actors know now is the time to try to get into the United States with our poorest border. Take a listen.
Now, those databases have prevented a lot of terrorists from coming to this country, but they're meaningless because if you're a terrorist now and you're watching the news, why buy a plane ticket? Why apply for a visa when you know you're going to get vetted?
Sure.
You go to Mexico. You cross the southwest border the same way 800,000 others did and enter this country to do us harm.
The May border apprehension numbers came out this week, and they are historic yet again. 239,000 illegal crossings at our southern border here just in the month of May alone.
Fox says Bill Malusian along the border in Texas. Damage is still being assessed, but it's safe to say that it could cost more than $1 billion to repair the landscape at Yellowstone National Park. Epic flooding wiped out numerous bridges and washed out miles of road. The Park Service says Yellowstone will partially reopen on Wednesday morning. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.